I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
What's up, everybody? It's Kylan Young from Big Brother and The Challenge USA and The Challenge, Season 39, Battle for a New Champion. And we are at the Zach Nichols Podcast. I hope you enjoy. We're in for a fun time.
Welcome back to the Zach Nichols Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Zach Nichols. They're looking at you, bro. Say hi.
I'm just joking. I was like, hello? No, I'm not busy.
You know, we're not shooting our podcast, and we don't have an incredible guest here with us. Challenger from season 39 of MTV's The Challenge.
The most polarizing character on this season.
Mr. Kylan Young. One more round of applause.
I mean, I feel like it's polarizing to, like, everyone else and then Zach.
Polarizing, polarizing doesn't necessarily mean good or bad.
I know what polarizing means. I promise you. I was going to walk in here and just be like, first off, Zach, I'm sorry. I'm not Ed. I feel like that must be important to you with just Zach. you have such an affinity for Ed, and I love Ed, but then it's just like, I feel like I haven't heard you say anything that's not a backwards compliment about me.
That's not true.
All right.
It's rare. It's rare, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yes.
So I watched your Big Brother season. Yeah. And you got to also understand, like, people from Michigan, they roll hard for other people from Michigan.
Now it's coming together.
Watching your Big Brother season, and I'm all about, like, X. I'm like, he's an alma mater. My sister and him went to college.
Now it's coming together.
And they went to college together, and I just saw him as, like, just not your typical, like, he didn't suit reality TV, and it was like he was there for a single mission. And I got, personally, the interchange you guys had when he evicted you, it hurt me. Sincerely, I felt for him in that moment. I started out very biased against you. Now, that being said, every single move you've made this season, I've literally agreed with. And I've told him that. It's true. I don't necessarily agree with a lot of the deliveries, but you do things at the right time. You say things at the right time. You put people on blast at the right time.
And he performs at the right time.
Well, you're also arguably the top three best competitors there. You also you got a little love triangle thing going.
Oh, he also brings that part of the game.
He brought that to it. What I like about it is we're finally getting to see, like, we don't know where this season's going to go, but, like, you were back against the corner, and I'm very impressed with the way, like, even, like, the things that you say in on the fly OTFs, you say the right thing at the right time. You put the right person on blast. So I have been impressed with that. Now I'm starting to finally let go of the animosity of that situation. However, it's still a little bit there.
No.
But that's why we had you here, because we have to have, you know, I want to hear your side of it. But it's very clear that you put a lot of eggs in the Michelle basket going in. But you're one of the only people, you and Raven are the only people that I've seen realize what's going on and actually be proactive and confident enough in yourselves to be like, hey, we can get numbers against them. And that's actually made this season for everyone, I feel like.
I mean, I would say that the thing that stands out to me about that is you say, like, you know, me and Raven starting to realize, like, I came in not so much in the Michelle basket, so much because I didn't realize how many people she was going to know. I didn't know that Michelle and Jay were going to have played with 18 of the 24 people in the house, and me played with zero of them, the only person that didn't play with
and
any
that's,
of them.
And that's part of it.
That's part of it for sure. So it's just like, but early on, I remember I went in and I was talking. The only people I knew, really knew, was like Olivia and Horacio and then kind of Norris a little bit. And
so you didn't pre-politic at all?
No, I like literally just knew. I hung out with Olivia for like a week and Horacio was there for like 2-3 days. And we just like, you know, exercise, hung out. It was like a Super Bowl weekend parties. And then, so I came in and they're like, yo, we're rocking with Michelle and Jay. And I was like, really? Because everyone always says, don't trust Michelle and Jay. And they're like, no, they're good. And I'm like, they're like, they had our backs and ride or dies. It's like, come to find out, I think they only had their backs and ride or dies because they weren't there long enough to do anything to betray them.
Yeah.
But that was just like, I mean, I started literally in the first week, which is the second elimination with Chauncey. I was like, okay, wait a second. You guys are saying that you guys want to keep this alliance, but clearly you don't. And then we went on right after that. They throw in Raven. I'm like, all right, this isn't working. Yeah. So that's when I start talking to Raven and Zara and even Callum a little bit. Cause I'm like, okay, like I'm good still to my knowledge with Olivia and Horacio and Norris. And I was like, I don't know about everyone else, but I see Michelle's with Callum. So I'm thinking, all right, I can kind of like have this backup of this group here, at least like, you know, start building. But it was just, like I said, I think it's just really hard because when you play a game with somebody, you know, like you're trauma bonded. So that bond.
That's the best way I've ever heard described.
I mean, that's trauma probably bonded. The most accurate way to respond to explain it, because it's just like, so people are, they're like, oh, well, you know, Emmanuel and Michelle or whoever hung out only for a certain amount of weeks. It's like, yeah, but like, those days last long. Like you're inside the house and you're cut off from the world.
Dog years.
Exactly.
They almost mean more. They almost mean more.
So you come in with these relationships and it's just like, there's only so much, you know, convincing politics you can do to trump a relationships. And these are people
had relationships. For sure. That's tough. So just,
and that's something we hadn't heard real quick, is that before this house, people said that don't trust Jay and Michelle. That was a thing going into the house.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's been like, that's a thing. I've heard that.
I heard on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm like not even in the circuit anymore because like everyone knows like, A, production's not calling me, and B, I wouldn't go regardless. But even me, I know, but people was like, don't trust them.
That's insane.
But here's the thing is I see it more out of Jay than I do from Michelle. But it's crazy to me that someone like, I'm watching like Colleen. If I'm Colleen and it's like, she basically was the one who made the decision, right? She's been kind of like teetering, right? Had she gone to your guys' side, I would think that would have given you the numbers. If I'm her, I'm looking at it like Jay and Asaf or Kylan and Horacio. I'm going to go with you two because I'm going to find more safety in that, right? Now, the caveat here is Ed never chose a real side besides Emmanuel. Ed sat on this couch last week and literally told us to our faces, I should have made a deal with Horacio and Kylan.
Yeah.
And we would have literally walked because you guys were you guys won. You were the only ones that won.
I know.
And so that's what was so crazy about this season is like you're seeing like no offense to Jay. I guess a lot of offense to him, but he has underperformed.
Correct.
He's emotionally broken down when things don't go exactly his way. Horrible game move. And he's acting like he's orchestrating it all. It's like, dude, not a good look, number one, but like I'm not siding with that ever. And I don't understand why a lot of these rookies and these younger players aren't seeing like Ed, Kylan, Horacio are gonna keep me safer than Jay.
Period.
I think that
I guess Jay had the women all around.
Well, in normal season, I feel like you would look at competitors and be like, okay, these people have more chance to keep me safe. But the format of our game makes it as such that as long as you have that majority alliance, we sat 16 people for 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So it's just like, as long as I have these numbers, I'm safe. And I don't have to do anything. And normally when you throw people into elimination, you start cutting into numbers in the house. Decisions have to start being made. We don't have that. We're coming in. There's no repercussions to throwing in somebody. So, like, even when you guys were talking about Corey making the move with Horacio, that's when he threw in Horacio. I was like, that's not brave because literally everyone in the house is already against him. And also, if Horacio comes back, he's not like, or I come back, like, we're not, oh, now Corey's our number one target.
Right.
That's like,
you've been the number one target for the whole season.
Like, I mean, no, but I'm saying even for us, like, our retribution isn't going to be after Corey.
Right. Because right.
That would just be pointless. And it's just like, there's still other people. So
you're not going to go for the body of the snake. You're going to go for the head of the snake.
Yeah.
Corey was just the body at that point. No, I get it. And then that makes insulated sense. A lot of people. And Jay was very insulated by the women. And had because you guys probably had another week or two, you would have been able to pull them. Oh, because you got Nerys, like that was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But then it was Olivia and Colleen, and I had you gotten them earlier, like the game, this last episode, which is the best episode of the season thus far.
Right.
That was a great episode.
Incredible episode. And you started in it.
The competitions were good. I mean, I don't agree with
Zara. Let's get into it. Let's get into it.
What you're talking. Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Before we get into it, I just want to remind you, our live show, February 17th, here in Ferndale, Detroit, Michigan. It's going to be fun. Get your tickets right now. I got to plug that real quick.
We'll have a live stream of Zach's baby's birth as well.
Yeah, one or the other.
It's actually exactly how you imagine it. Me just chilling back, trying not to pass out and trying to doing everything.
Doing all the work, of course.
Yep.
All right, so we come back from the CT elimination with Aesop. Number one, did you dap up CT, and then how do you compare yourself physical to him if you did say that?
Like when you think CT, you probably like have these like ideas in your head. How did your, or had you seen him before?
I had not seen CT.
So how did his appearance in real life, how was that compared to like what you had what you pictured in your head?
I feel like CT has fluctuated so much, and I feel like when I was watching him on Spies Lies or Double Agents, he was lean, and then he walked in. First off, he's carrying this giant malice.
Yeah.
Or mace or whatever. And the chaos stick. And he comes in and he's bigger. Like, he was actually bigger than I expected. So I was like, damn. Like, he's big. And you already know that he's smart. So it's kind of like, it was pretty cool to see. You know, you get excited.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's like, he's in the reality TV Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Did you dap him up? Yeah. Did you like?
Oh no. So that was the downside. Is that like we don't get to? They had start like at first you could run down and like say what's up like in the little in between shot moments.
Yep.
But towards the end they kind of stopped that. So we were just stuck on stage and then he was gone.
I'm gonna assume you guys are similar sized. I haven't met him, but I'm just curious how that was.
I think he might be a little bit shorter than you, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm like 6'1". Like,
okay, then you guys are right around the same height.
Just about. Okay, now before we move on from this elimination, where do you stand with Aesop now, and how do you assess him as an athlete? I have to ask.
Okay, how do we assess Aesop as an athlete? He's a pretty solid athlete. I think he won Ninja Warrior. He is a like gymnasts and, you know, is always outside crawling around the ground doing like all these calisthenic stuff.
Which might help him in a game like this.
Yeah, he's a physical like specimen. He's like.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I feel like he is, I feel like he gets a little bit big for his britches. Like he's the specimen, but he...
A little bit big for his britches.
We call him the village idiot over here.
Yeah. I mean, here's what I'll say. Here's my thing with Aesop. My thing with Aesop is that after our whole incident, because of what happened on Big Brother, I was like, you know what? Back then, I was super confident that what I said was perfect, and it wasn't, and I had to own up to that. So after the thing happened with me and Aesop and Melissa, I was like, you know what? Maybe I messed up. Maybe I said something. So I was like, let me be nice. Let me apologize. I did all that and was just being kind. And then afterwards, I find out that he's been, like, not just in the confessionals, but then in interviews and stuff, he's like, oh, yeah, Kylan came. He's, like, kissing my ass and all this. And just, you know, he just started sucking up to everybody. And I was like, my guy, like, I was just trying to be polite because I thought I messed up. And then when I watch it back, I'm like, actually, I stand exactly by what I said. So I'm fine with it. So I now I'm
was,
just.
That was hilarious.
Like, yeah, I just was like.
That was great.
Wait till the reunion, actually. Really.
Wait for the reunion.
It was. But yeah, I think. So that's why I'm just like. When anything's personal has been said about Asaf, whether it's about his religion or just him as a person, like him, even stuff that's like Asaf's an idiot and all that, like I don't like these tweets because I noticed that people have been using opportunities to attack Asaf for reasons like by anti-Semitic reasons that I don't fuck with. So right. I feel like that's been, I don't like any of the tweets if they're personal attacks. I don't share anything. And so I'm just like, okay, like why are you gonna be out here be disrespectful when I'm like, feeling bad about this because, you know, when I cut deep. So that's why I'm just like, I'm not going to do it unless provoked. And it's getting to that point where it's provoked. We'll see if he continues or not because we did finally talk.
I thought it was good because it kind of, like, when you did that, this is one of those examples of when I thought it was like, I'm like, this is very smart. Because when you're watching it from my perspective now as a fan, I'm like, okay, he seems to be, something's not connecting. And that basically confirmed to me as a viewer that he's saying things and just he's just saying whatever anyone wants to hear.
Yeah.
And someone needed to do that for us to be like, oh, yeah, he's literally trying to get everyone on his good side so they won't say his name. That was awesome. I don't think you were wrong by saying that at all. I think was actually one. And I also thought it was great every time you were like, well, everyone in here threw me in and they're probably going to try to sabotage it. By saying they're going to sabotage it, you made it so that everyone was making sure they didn't. That's a smart move.
Yeah. But that time, it's funny. Michelle said she got so pissed because that was the first time she wasn't sabotaging me.
Doesn't matter.
I was like, damn. Like,
yeah. When you won? When you won the most recent one?
No. The one on top of the tower when she got pissed off because I asked. I was like, hey, do we need to worry about her like sabotaging us?
Which is smart because
it's just an ask.
It highlighted that you knew it was a possibility. That was smart. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, damn, like he's in control. You're in control of cerebrally, you're in control. Like Horacio had no idea he was getting sabotaged.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't ever have that. Like, that's part of being on the show is being cognizant of the situation. I think that comes from, like you say, you're a student of the challenge. You've watched them all, right? So you see, like, you know, this could happen here, this could happen there, and to raise the awareness to it. So what was your favorite season to watch?
Well, so I haven't watched all of the seasons. I've watched almost every elimination and challenge because, mm-hmm. like, I'm not.
Oh, you don't really care about it? You want more of, like, what can I see? What are my possibilities? Yes, I get that.
Yes. But the ones that I have watched, I was a pretty big fan of Rivals and Rivals 2.
Actually, Rivals 2 was a good season.
And that was CT's first win, I think.
Yeah.
That one, yeah, mm-hmm. That one was pretty dope. I like the War of the Worlds, the second one. I feel like it has a lot of drama. It has a lot, and it has people that I know. So I think that was kind of like,
it does help.
It helps. Yeah,
that's what helped me get into Big Brother was I was like, let me see this Paulie kid. Let me see Josh.
Yeah.
So I got into Big Brother and then I did get hooked on several seasons, but.
You can.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's like you get into it.
What's a standout season for you from Big Brother?
I liked your guys' season for sure. But I think the one that I was probably most entertained with was I like the All-Star season. So the one that Boogie won or even the one that Cody won.
Okay.
I also like do think it's cool watching people from, I like when Nicole goes on and wins.
Yeah.
Cause I think she's the most unassuming Big Brother competitor ever. And then she somehow dominates. Oh, not now. No, but she dominates. So those are standout seasons to me, but I like the War of the Worlds too.
Yeah.
As well. Those were good. I thought that was a great way to introduce a lot of new characters.
Mm-hmm. Characters that not only have stood the test of time, but like people still ask for. People still ask for your Rogans. They still ask for Kyle.
Man.
And no, it's great. And hopefully,
So, anyways, speaking of Rogan, we come back to the house, right? And I did notice in the end of the last episode during the nominations and through this point, like you're feeling good. Like, dare to say you're gloating a little bit.
Gloating and glowing.
Came from the that deliberation to get the stalemate.
I got you there. Because I saw you. You couldn't stop smiling.
I was giddy. And I was like cracking up. I was like, oh my gosh, like you guys, this is finally this.
Because and you're safe.
I was working. Yeah, and I'm safe. And I was working on that in the line on our way down to deliberation. Like on the way down, Ed's like, you know, it's gonna be me. I was like, Ed, shut up.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be you. Relax. Just hold on. I'm working and I'm talking to Olivia in line. Like, no, this is where we have to do this. We need the stalemate and to get in front of their plans. And so that's why that moment, that was my, like one of my favorite moments was when they were going around the couch. And after the second time, after Corey tried to ruin the stalemate and Ed was just like, I like saw the light bulb pop up above his head.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then it just cracked me up because everybody, like Emmanuel and Jay and all them were like, they acted like, oh my God, this is going to be so exciting. Like we have a stalemate. And then they go up and you see their little tantrums and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, all right guys, like you guys aren't really about it, which I knew, but it just was funny to see them.
It is nice to finally be on the other side of that, especially like when, and at this point in the game, when you've gone into several elimination rounds and there's people that haven't, like I've been on both sides of that where like you look at, like I've been the person that looks at those other people like, I've been here the same amount of time as you. I've been doing all this work. You've done nothing. You suck. And I've also been on the other end where, like, someone's gone in, like, 3 or 4 times, and I haven't even been mentioned to go in. I'm sitting there thinking, like, please don't say anything. Like, I've done jack shit. You've earned your spot here. Like, I'm just, like, part of production at this point. Yeah. You can just see, like, I said this last time, like, you can just see the happiness, and it's almost like I wanted you to control that a little bit, have a little bit more of a poker face. But it also, I think, helped in like escalate into what we saw when you got back from the elimination round was you were smiling and it was enough to set off the old hypocrite Jay.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. He's been in this like safety cocoon telling people, oh, it's just a game this whole season. And then things start to not go his way and he loses it. And so what makes me think of Rogan is if he ever said anything about getting physical with me, I would just be like, just like you and Rogan, huh, Chief? Yeah. Because we need to flash back to the screenshot of him on the ground with sand on his face, literally looking forward like, what did I get myself into?
I think one of the TE Twitters posted that next to it. Because I was like,
Someone had to.
I never knew he said that. I never knew he would have the audacity to say that. It's funny.
And we're weeks off of what him doing a challenge and Michelle being like, oh my gosh, Jay, this is embarrassing. You're so terrible. Embarrassing. Like, this is awful. So we're weeks away from him like being stalemated by a 125-pound sled. And now he's like in his interview. This is the definition of a TV tough guy, by the way, everyone. In his interview being like, if it gets physical. It gets physical.
But guess what? That's my LOL line of the night.
All right.
And if it gets physical, gets physical.
And I hold, like I've already said, like I like to hold back on a lot of things, like when it comes personal or just people getting made fun of or whatever. And I, like, same thing for Jay. Like, I haven't been liking any of the stuff. But now I think watching, especially these recent episodes, I'm like, because even when they showed us on the boat, what people don't know is like me and Jay, we're on the back of the boat when there's no camera or whatever. He comes to like apologize for the for that blow up that he did because I kept it cool. And he like was having this what I thought was like a very real outside the game moment where he's like, you know what, like you know, I did blow up and I'm sorry, and like, you know, I still want the game to be separate, and I'm not afraid of you and Rossi in the final. That's not why I'm doing this and all that. And like I was just, and because I know Jay and I see the best in people. So I was kind of like, you know what? Like, I'm glad I didn't snap back in when he was freaking out because I was like, you don't want to kick somebody when they're down. His friend left and he was sad. And so I just was like, all right, like, cool. He just got very personal off camera. And I was like, but now I'm watching him like, so why? Like, why bother? Like to what end? Like, there's nothing you're going to get from me. There was nothing to be gained. It was just like, the same thing with Norris and that whole decision. It's just like, why? Like, sometimes you just do things that are unnecessary. And then you're like, well, why is everybody upset? It's like, why did you do that?
I have a rant, but go ahead.
He's on his Britney Spears. This is his Britney Spears vibe right now.
He's schizophrenic. I have a rant on Jay.
It's very hypocritical because when things haven't gone his way in the past or even on this season, he has total meltdowns. Like when the crowd noise got him eliminated in Ride or Dies, he freaked out, but then he's a big crowd noiser this season. Like, dude, like, he doesn't understand how big of a hypocrite he looks like. And I agree. Like, personal attacks on, like, looks and that sort of thing. Like, I'm I think they're funny, but like, I think we should stray away from that. Like, that should be like, I just don't think he's giving himself an opportunity to be liked this season.
All right.
It's a very unlikable edit.
And he says he's being the villain, and it's like, but I mean, my guy.
Yeah.
At a certain point, there's not an edit. Like,
I
got to do my J rant.
Do it.
Yeah.
All right. So
that concludes the free preview of the Zach Nichols podcast.
So go to Patreon and subscribe to see the rest of the shit that we talk.
Go do it now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.